Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The cabinet reshuffle will wait. No changes are planned in the government before Emmanuel Macron's return to France. The president is in Armenia until Friday for the Francophone summit. He takes full responsibility for taking the time, as explained by the government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux at the end of today's Council of Ministers. The Élysée only communicated that there will be new arrivals and some departing, so the reshuffle will be broader than the mere replacement of Gérard Collomb at the Interior. Sunbeds are indeed dangerous, according to the National Health Security Agency that sounds the alarm. The risk of skin cancer is proven, according to expert opinions delivered today, with the alarming figure of almost 1 out of 2 cases of melanoma in France that can be directly attributed to artificial tanning sessions before the age of 30. The National Health Security Agency therefore demands that tanning salons close once and for all, without mentioning that the sector is already in crisis. A word of news abroad. Florida holds its breath as Hurricane Michael, which is a Category 4 out of 5, approaches the east coast of the United States. The state of emergency has been declared by Donald Trump, and 120,000 people must evacuate. Winds reaching over 200 kilometers per hour and heavy rain are expected this evening. Back in France, 7 departments of the south of France are placed tonight under orange alert. Corsica, the Bouches-du-Rhône and the Alpes-Maritimes for storms, the Hérault, the Gard and the Var for rain and flooding. In soccer, Karim Benzema is no longer part of Les Bleus. The head of the French Federation, Noël Le Graët, firmly holds his stance in an interview with Ouest France. The Real Madrid striker has not played with the French team ever since the sex tape situation with Mathieu Valbuena. He has not worn the blue jersey in 3 years. Meanwhile, the players of the French team train in Guingamp before their friendly game tomorrow against Iceland. Training takes place in front of 1,700 spectators who came to see Les Bleus and the World Cup presented to the public. Finally, music, and the Hellfest is in paradise. The heavy metal music festival is already full after 5,400 seats were sold today in less than 2 hours, which is a record. The festival will begin in Clisson, Loire-Atlantique, in June of 2019. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.